Und damit war der Johnny Cash Abend in Düsseldorf eröffnet und in vollem Gange. Eine lustige Frisur brachte The Arkansas Flash mit auf die Bühne. Und wie wir später erfuhren, war das also die Frisur, die ihm der Friseur verpasst hat in Amerika. Denn noch kurz bevor die Tournee in Deutschland begann, hatte ja Johnny Cash einen Fernsehspielfilm in Amerika abgedreht, in dem er die Rolle eines Sheriffs verkörperte und der hatte nun mal so einen Haarschnitt. Und hier noch ein Ausschnitt aus der zweiten Hälfte des Programms.
But they all agree that the slayer ran the blood by me. Walks these fields in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds away. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Thank you.
Es sollte mal gesagt werden, wem wir eigentlich diese Aufnahmen verdanken, und zwar ist das Hans-Peter Schröder aus Köln. Ein Veranstalter, der dafür sorgte, dass die große Johnny Cash Show in Düsseldorf über die Bühne gehen konnte. Den hatte ich am Vorabend angerufen von Luxemburg aus und gefragt, ob denn da vielleicht noch ein Platz wäre und es müsse ja nicht vorne sein. Und er sagte, ist denn Reihe 1 ganz vorn in der Mitte, Platz 1, okay. Ich sag, was, mir blieb fast die Luft weg, und so saß ich also dann direkt mal vor Johnny Cash, und ich war sehr glücklich und möchte mich nochmal auf diesem Wege bedanken. Und dann kam etwas sehr Überraschendes für mich. Irgendwann in der zweiten Hälfte der fast dreistündigen Johnny Cash Show begrüßte mich der Meister. Ich weiß nicht, wer Johnny Cash informiert hatte oder wie es überhaupt dazu kam. Jedenfalls war ich sehr glücklich, und Johnny sagt also auch, dass ich von Radio Luxemburg wäre und dass ich immer seine Platten spielen würde, und am Schluss dann sagt er noch, der spielt also alle meine Platten, sogar die miesen. Und es gab dann noch einen Lacher, und ich war sehr, sehr glücklich.
I'd like to say hello to a special guest from Radio Luxembourg, Achim Grau. Great to have a couple of lines. Let's see you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for coming. Pleasure. Thanks for playing all those records, even the bad ones. Appreciate it very much. We got a special surprise for you, Achim.
Naja, also auf diese Weise konnte ich jedenfalls von diesem feinen Sitzplatz mit meinem Mini-Kassettengerät einige Aufnahmen machen, die wir hier gerade abspielen. Wobei die Singstimme des Johnny Cash an den Seiten natürlich lauter durchkam als in der Mitte, denn da sind ja keine Gesangsboxen aufgebaut, so kommt das also. Johnny Cash wurde mit Geschenken überhäuft, und da waren also erstmal von ungezählten Blumensträußen dann aber auch über Geschenke gebasteltes und selbstgefertigtes und originelle Dinge und Dinge, die mit Deutschland oder Düsseldorf oder Nordrhein-Westfalen zusammenhängen. Und das hat also alle Hände voll zu tun gehabt, die vielen, vielen Sachen, die da auf den Bühnenrand gelegt wurden zwischen den Songs, dann nach hinten zu legen. Und ich glaube, die ganze Tournee bringt eine Waggonladung an Souvenirs aus Deutschland mit sich. Und dann kam also auch jemand gleich, der brachte ein großes, selbstgemaltes, farbiges Bild von Johnny Cash, und Johnny rollte dieses große Bild aus und alle sahen es, und die Reaktion des Publikums sagt jetzt allen, die nicht dabei waren, wie gut dieses Gemälde gelungen war.
John Carter Cash has been traveling with us ever since he was 6 years old. His first trip was to the White House. He slept in the Lincoln bed that night. Tonight, he is here in Düsseldorf for his fourth time. Please make welcome John Carter Cash.
Da war er, Johnny Cash's Sohn, 13 Jahren, schon viermal in Düsseldorf gewesen, und dummerweise klatschten alle so laut mit, dass wir von John Carter Cash's Stimme relativ wenig gehört haben. Aber das Lied kannten wir alle, The Battle of New Orleans, Johnny Hortons großer Hit.
Our new record from our Adventures of Johnny Cash album. That's right. that the album is called, produced by Jack Lynn. The song is Farewell to Friends, a song I wrote with my buddy Joe Allen, Black Bass, Martha Stewart, and this is Jimmy Tittle on bass. Best bass player in the world.
Und dann folgte wieder eine seiner berühmten und geliebten Dreiviertel Deutsch, ein Viertel amerikanischen Begrüßungsansprachen.
I want to thank you for your request and for keep coming back. We'd love to keep coming back to see you.
Take
the middle, Barkey. Okay, thank you very much. Right now, I'd like to get all the guys to sing with me a song that kind of shows you the story as well. Wish I had known you when you were a little younger. I mean, you might have learned a thing or two. If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger. Maybe you choose greater than you do. Maybe you choose greater than you do. Boots and custom suit, pearl handled shooting stick. Well, tonight there'd be a showdown, then everyone would know who shoots the meanest game around, the Baron or Billy Joe. Billy Joe was edging, about to lose his cool, but the Baron's hands were steady as the two began to duel. Yeah, he was like a general on a battlefield of slate, and he would say to Billy Joe, he's family son of the age. He'd say, well, I wish I had known you when you were a little younger. Now me, you might have learned a thing or two. If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. But he hadn't felt the same. And from the far end of the table, he tossed his mother's wedding ring. And he said, you want my money, but it ain't gonna do the trick. I'll bet this ring on one more game against your fancy's kick. The Baron's eyes got foggy as the ring rolled on the felt. Then he almost doubled over, like he was hit below the belt. 20 years ago, it was the ring his wife had worn, and he didn't know before he left that his son would soon be born. It sounded just like thunder when the Baron shot the ring, but it grew quickly quiet as he lined up the eight. And then a warm hand touched his shoulder, and it chilled him to the bone when he turned and saw the woman who had loved him for so long. The game was never finished. The eight ball never fell. The Baron come and picked it up and put it on the shelf. Then he placed the ring in the hands that held his long ago. And he tossed that fancy shooting stick to his son, Billy Joe. And he said, well, I wish I had known you when you were a little younger. By me, you might have learned a thing or two. If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe.
I was 3 and they didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean, my fists got hard, my wits got keen, roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, peeling stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you better die. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss. And he went for his gun to pull mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a pawn, he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't been...